What are some of the services that you have to offer the vets?
Well, vets that have misplaced their DD-214s, help them fill out a form, send to get a replacement. Any vet that's had problems, injured in service, that wants to file for compensation, help them fill out the forms to try to get that. We have vets, some of the older vets that maybe don't make a lot of money. There's a possibility they can get a pension. Help them apply for that. Help them apply for health care through the VA health care system. There's a lot of services out there they don't know about. So if just need them to know that I'm there and to come in and you know, let us check out and see if they're eligible.
There was quite a bunch of rumbling going on about the services that weren't being offered to the veterans and that they weren't getting. Since all that has kind of died down, has a thing improved, do you think? Or?
They're constantly improving. VA gets a bad rep sometimes. They treat so many people. They're just overloaded. For the most part, I think most of the vets have a good experience with the health care system.
Okay. What's a main concern that most of the vets voice to you?
Well, the length of time it takes to file a claim or to hear back from a claim, that's one of the things. There's, like I say, a lot of misinformation out there, but for the most part, the vet services offered by Department of Veterans Affairs.
You see veterans every day?
Every day. Have people come in that, like I say, have lost their service records, want to apply to get them replaced. A lot of vets come in for the health care service, especially since the Affordable Care Act. If you are in the VA health care system, that covers you under the Affordable Care Act, so you don't have to get insurance anywhere else. And of course, you're eligible for prescriptions through the VA based on your income. Some vets don't have to pay anything, the lower income vets. And
you were in the Air Force, were you a pilot or?
No, sir. I wasn't. I was just an enlisted person.
You're a pilot there and pilot there, right?
That's right. Everybody looks at the Air Force as a pilot, but most of us weren't. We've also got the Vet Center in Little Rock. It's going to start a counseling service in Camden. It's going to be open to veterans of all conflicts, discharged under honorable conditions. Therapy group for those struggling with deployment-related problems, such as substance abuse, depression, and PTSD. It's going to be the second and fourth Monday of each month from 10:30 to noon. It'll be located at the Wachita Partnership for Economic Development at 625 Adams. Anyone interested, it's encouraged to call Gentry Tillman at the Vet Center. Number's 501-324-6395. And it's going to be available for vets in a several county area. I encourage anyone that's having problems to contact, and it's going to be a good thing for our area.
So you see women and men?
Yes, sir.
I was wondering about that, how many women veterans come in and see?
They probably are about a fourth of what comes in, of course, and their dependents. Mm-hmm. A lot of times a vet will pass away and the dependents will come in. Under certain circumstances, there's programs for them, help for them. So,
Do the benefits differ from men to women, or are they all the same?
They're all the same.
Okay.
They're all the same. So, a lot of times, people don't think about it, but the women are a very important part of the military.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about women on the combat?
You don't want to get me off in that. I wouldn't want my daughter to go to combat.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I'm not saying they can't, but I feel that.
What about, do you still offer transportation service?
We do. Disabled American Veterans Officer Van Service. Starts out at El Dorado at 6:15 in the morning. Stops at Smackover, Camden, Fordyce, Farndale, and Sheridan. And we have pickup all along the way. They try to get to the VA hospital at 9:10. If someone has an appointment at Fort Root, they provide transportation on over to that facility. Leave at 3:10 in the afternoon. We run on Monday, Wednesday, and some Fridays, depending on if there's a driver available.
Now, does that van drop people off at different locations, or is it all at the Veterans Hospital?
It's all the Veterans Hospital. It's McClellan and Fort Root. Sometime, under special circumstances, if a vet has to go to Baptist or UAMS, of course, UAMS is next door.
Yeah.
But they'll provide transportation to Baptist on special occasions, you know, if it's feasible.
Several pickup places, and if somebody calls in and says, hey, can you pick me up at so-and-so place, can you do that, or you have to be at a...
The drivers, it's kind of up to them. Bearden has had a pickup point, but no one has got on at Bearden in a long time. I think the old car wash out at the edge of town was the pickup point.
I've seen the van coming through town.
Right, before. It comes right through. So the only time that it doesn't, it also goes to Hampton. So if they come to Camden, it'll go to Hampton and then to Fordyce. So on those occasions, you know, a vet from up here would have to meet it at Fordyce.
Okay, any other things going on you want to tell us about?
Well, not right now, but everybody just get ready. We had a super September last year, Veterans Appreciation Month in Ouachita County. Plan on doing it again this year, and bigger and better. Have several locations at businesses providing meals for vets. Veterans Day last year, Bearden had a Meals for Vet, Stevens did, Courthouse. We're going to get geared up for that here shortly and start gathering prizes and getting donations. So. But I would encourage anybody to contact me or any one of the veteran service officers. Each county has one.
Okay.
And my number is 870-837-2216. And looking forward to seeing the vet.